came to get down. I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock the microphone because I get stupid. I mean outrageous. Stay away from me if you're contagious.
Hey, y'all. We're back. The last hour of the Grapevine. We're picking some more grapes. I'm your host, Manon Sabir, and we're about to get busy talking about domestic violence. Yes, we're talking about domestic violence, and I got a clip I want to play right before we get into it because this thing is real. It's domestic violence is something that we don't approach all the time, every week, with open arms, and we need to because it happens every day. It happens literally every day. As a matter of fact, guess when it happened in Milwaukee? Yesterday. I'm going to say it again. It happened yesterday. A young lady on the south side of Milwaukee by the name of Kiana Pilska was shot and killed. And we don't talk about it enough. This is some garbage. Dudes can't hold, you can't hold your you can't hold your anger. You can't hold back. What's wrong with you? You suck. I don't care what a woman says or does. Back up. Walk away. If she got another dude, it's okay, man. Move around. This world full of people. Move around. If you can't fight for it and the fight is over, back up. Listen to what your president said. This is your president. He'll be giving you full access to his idiot, him being an idiot.
We went from one of the most, and some people say the worst, the most violent city. Can you imagine our capital being the most violent city? But it was really bad. Into a totally safe zone. It's called the safe zone city. There's no crime. They said crime's down 87%. I said, no. It's more than 87%. Virtually nothing. And much lesser things. Things that take place in the home, they call crime. You know, they'll do anything they can to find something. If a man has a little fight with the wife, they say this was a crime, see? So now I can't claim 100%. We went from a...
Y'all heard that, right? Y'all heard that? If you have something at home, it's just a little bit of, you know, if you fight a little bit of this, he just smoothed over domestic violence. Like, this guy is a fool, man. I mean, he literally is a class fool. I just cussed, but I was muted. I muted myself. A class fool. It doesn't help for you to stay in a relationship that is violent like that at all. That's just violent. Just bounce. Just bounce, man. Like, yo, if you feel like your rage is raging, just go. You ain't got to shoot anybody three or four times. I think he shot this lady five times, if I'm not mistaken. It's crazy. Crazy. In St. Francis, Milwaukee. So it don't just happen. This is not an inner city or low income type of behavior. This is across the board. Men have to stop. You got to stop. You have to learn how to control yourself. You have to learn how to control the things that are inside of you. Like, it's a body full of ego. Low self-esteem. Chill out, man. What if I told you that the most important intervention in a domestic violence story happened before anything violent occurred at all? Milwaukee, we got a place right here in Milwaukee that's doing that right now. This is very interesting. This is all serendipity. And I need to tell you about the story of a woman who built it. Her name is Antonia Newton, 1988, before a culturally specific domestic violence services was even a phrase anybody used. She started what became known as the OSHA Project right here in America. I think Sean Muhammad is now the director. One of the first organizations of its kind in the entire country, not one of the first in Wisconsin, but one of the first in America. And 30 years later, other cities are still calling Milwaukee to ask how she built it. The name OSHA is Swahili and an Indian word for life and hope. And she put the building like literally right in the middle of the community. It's on the north side off of Center Street. It has a purpose. So every neighbor could literally walk a survivor. Any neighbor could walk a survivor through the door herself instead of sending her somewhere else across town. This is plain and simple, man. This is on time. And here's the place that makes OSHA different from a lot of DV organizations. And Ms. Norton said it plainly. Black people often don't trust the criminal justice system. And that's true. And for good reason, historically. So instead of running every survivor through the same cold, bureaucratic, systematic system, this lady built OSHA and built something responsive to how Black women actually think, how they talk, how they move through crisis. They actually have advocates who understand the culture, not the case file. So this program does not stop at survivors. There's a whole, they even got a men's program. Guys, listen to what I'm saying to you. I'm going to back up from this mic a little bit. Listen to what I'm saying to you, because I have the tendency to yell. My voice does carry, right? So there's a whole men's program called Ujima. U-J-I-M-A. Listen to what they do. It's built specifically to work with men who've caused harm. Not to excuse them, but to actually change the pattern before it costs somebody's life. Before it costs somebody's life. So most men who go through it get there by, of course, sometimes court order. But OSHA's been running a program, a real push, an actual social media campaign aimed at men ages 18 to 47. Real demographics. Not to say guys older than that don't do the DV thing, but this is concentrated on these age groups. So they want to get more men walking in voluntarily before a judge ever has to tell them to do that work, to walk through those doors. So if you feel like you are raging and you're walking around the house and you're, you know, making people mad and you're mad and everybody's mad and you about to do something to these people or this person, you can walk through those doors at the OSHA Project and understand why they have the ability to help you open up so you can do what you need to do for yourself before you put your hands on somebody and you regret it. And they may also regret it too. They may whoop the stuffing out of you. And you sitting back talking about, I didn't do anything. I just wanted my phone back. You just wanted your phone back, dude? Let the phone go. Go to Apple iCloud and get you a whole new phone. Turn the phone off. That's all you got to do. The numbers behind why this matters are really, really hard to hear. But Milwaukee really needs to hear them. In one recent year, this state saw nearly 175 non-fatal shootings of Wisconsin women, and 90% of them were Black women. I'm going to tap the mic because I don't think y'all heard me. 175 non-fatal shootings in Wisconsin. Non-fatal shootings of women in Wisconsin. And guess how many of them were black? 90%. 90%. So Asha exists because that number is not an effing accident. And somebody has to be doing something about it before it becomes a headline instead of a warning sign. Somebody has to be doing it because you actually care. So is this not crisis services that they do, right? Is this not the crisis services that they have a, they got job training. They got what they call Sisters Cafe in Delhi. They got, they, you know, hair and nail salon. And they're giving survivors real income and real skills. But it's us as men, we put them in that position. If we're supposed to lead, why aren't we leading? Why aren't we leading? We're leading like, you know, old boy in the White House. Now let's just smooth it over. Let's just smooth it. It's like a little fight with your what did he say? Like little fight with your you know, spouse, you know, you just make up. Make up? After a little fight? Some of y'all are beating the stuffing out of these women. Shout out to Asha Project, man. Shout out to y'all. I'm telling y'all, this, what we're going to do is we're going to have a call to action. Next week, we're going to address, next week, Friday, we're going to address domestic violence. Matter of fact, we're going to have somebody on our show, on our channel, and mark this down. His name is John Fletcher, Desert Storm combat medic, fellow black belt at Wisconsin's first black-owned dojo. He's a real fighter. He can fight, but that doesn't mean that he's going to come on and fight. He's going to show you how to have personal safety. So women, I need y'all to be in the building. Matter of fact, I might even invite a woman from our listening to come down. So he's just not going to talk about domestic violence awareness and, you know, do the fluff and stuff like that. He's actually going to demonstrate what to actually do in that moment for men, for women, for girls and boys. So don't miss it. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of these outbreaks. The parasite, because it's something brand new, always coming on the horizon. We'll be back in 3. Yes. At UW Milwaukee, students don't have to wait until college to start building their future. War Ready lets students in K through 12th grade join in hands-on programs across campus, from science and tech to art, sports, and more. Students try new things, meet new people, and build skills that matter. Get started today at uw.edu/warready. Hey, y'all, we are here back in the building with the grapevine. I'm telling you, we're about to pick these grapes. I got some more grapes for you, and I wanted to share something about the parasite outbreak real quick. We have, and you might want to put your fork down for this, but we have a sitting president who allowed his boy to decimate the CDC. Yeah. They decimated the CDC. So let's just get into it. Zach, let's play the Elon Musk thing first. Yeah. So Elon Musk has, you know, he has an agenda, and we all know about that agenda. We all know that he came into the White House. When he came into the White House, he he started cutting programs. He started cutting programs because he believes in efficiency. So, quote unquote efficiency.
Georgia said.
So as he cut the programs in the White House, he also cut the CDC. The CDC now is complaining that they do not have enough investigators to investigate the parasite outbreak in the Midwest. And that's ramping up to include the rest of the country. Not enough investigators because your boy cut the program dirty. And now we got feces hanging on the leaves of our lettuce and also fruits and vegetables. Let's play this video.
Georgia Senator John Ossoff is questioning Elon Musk's access to private veteran information. Musk and Doge employees recently used VA computer systems during their sweep of the federal government to cut costs. Ossoff and a group of other senators are now asking for a list of Doge employees who visited VA facilities, what systems they were able to access, and if any private information was viewed, copied, or transferred. Protesters filled the streets in front of the CDC in Atlanta to fight President Trump's widespread layoffs. About 10% or so of the agency's workforce will be let go.
It's not a lot of people fearing for their jobs. It's a lot of people who are fearing for the health of Americans. And that is what public health work is about. And that's why I love it. That's why I came to this job, this field.
Advocates say they will continue to fight.
Yep. There we have it. So, Milwaukee, I don't just need you to put your fork down. You probably just need to put the whole fork and the spoon down. Just, this thing is getting bigger. It's real. It's confirmed. It's big. This ain't small. This is not small fry. This is not small change. This is real. The source of that parasite outbreak that we've been tracking finally has a name. It has a name. It's Cyclosporidia. And it's sitting on a menu a lot of y'all know very well. So last night, the CDC, or, you know, not too long ago, CDC came out and said it directly in plain English, plain Jane English, no hedging. So they said, do not eat shredded iceberg lettuce served at Taco Bell locations in Indiana. I'm not the doctor, nor am I the CDC investigator, but I do believe that there are more cases of this feces water hanging on our fruits and vegetables. It's probably just hanging there like, you know, a piece of monkey bread. it's like hanging on there like some dandruff. Like, is this not coming off? This is wild, man. So is the iceberg lettuce, they're trying to blame it on the iceberg lettuce. I think this is a kind of a PR stunt, but I think you have to just watch all of the fruits and vegetables. But they had the Taco Bell locations in Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and West Virginia. And that's a federal health agency telling you by name which fast food chain and which states to avoid right now. So how big is this thing? There's nearly 7,000 suspected cases of cyclosporiasis across 34 states since May 1st. 34 states. That already blows past the old U.S. record of 4,700 cases, and it was set in 2019. So southeastern Michigan alone has reported more than 4,300 cases itself. One region, one state, absolutely, absolutely swamped. We've been swamped. It's going to get worse before it gets better. We know that for a fact, because it's going to take 6 weeks for the investigators to actually track down the source. 6 weeks. For the parasite to actually show itself. So FDA investigators trace it to a single supplier, a place called Taylor Farms out of Salinas, California. If you've never been out there, it's a lot of farms. And the lettuce itself was grown down in Mexico before it ever reached the Taco Bell kitchen. Hey, y'all, listen.
Do you believe in chemical warfare?
I do.
I believe in chemical warfare. I truly believe in chemical warfare. Listen to what I said. Taylor Farms, based out of Salinas, California, the lettuce itself was grown in Mexico. What have we been saying and doing to the Mexican country? What have we been saying and doing to them? I mean, is this a coincidence? I don't think so. This is not a coincidence. This is not a coincidence. Yes. And LaRon Taylor said, this is not the first time Taylor Farms has called something like this. This is something that somebody did. Not just the average human feces just, taking. It just doesn't happen. It's not supposed to happen that way. Here you go. Hey, outbreak. Taco Bell, can we play that clip real quick in a minute? Taco Bell came out with a statement. They straight up came out with a statement. And Taco Bell ain't letting this go down. They're not going out without a fight. Taco Bell is not going out without a fight. They got our attention. We got theirs. Federal health officials are saying flat out that this contaminated lettuce may not have stopped at Taco Bell. So let's say you out at the club, and you know how some people go to the lounges and stuff like that, and they get the salad, the garnish, and imagine some of that garnish on your meat, and then you out the club, you kicking it, boop, 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 and then all of a sudden you don't feel too good because this parasite done mutated. So not rather than it showing itself after 2 weeks, it shows itself after 2 minutes. Yo, we got that clip ready. We're going to show the shout out to Taco Bell, man. Y'all
this morning, fast food giant Taco Bell says it's voluntarily removing some ingredients from select restaurants as a precautionary measure amid the growing outbreak of an intestinal parasitic infection in the U.S. Taco Bell telling ABC News in a statement, the health and safety of our guests is our top priority. Public health officials have not confirmed a link to Taco Bell or any specific ingredient, supplier, restaurant, or retailer, adding, we will continue to closely monitor the situation. There are currently 1,645 confirmed cases of this intestinal illness, cyclosporiasis, in the U.S., according to the CDC, with over 5,000 more suspected. The CDC warning that number could keep rising through the summer because it can take a week or two for symptoms to show.
We anticipate continuing to see cases increase, possibly through the end of August.
Cyclosporiasis is a parasitic intestinal illness that causes fatigue, fever, and uncomfortable explosive stomach upset. Cases of the parasite have been reported in 34 states, from New York to California.
Listen, we know this. We know. Taco Bell is not going down without a fight. That's it. Straight up. Plain and simple. I'm going to hit the chat real quick before we get up out of this. Baybar says, just best to give her everything and just leave. Yes, best to give people everything. They were talking about the domestic violence. Yes, best to give people what they need and just bounce. And it goes both ways. It's not the first time Taylor Farms has caused something like this. That's right. But I think across the board, they need to name it a company and an organization. But I think it could be across a couple of corporations. And by the time we find out, it will be. I think it will be. If you've been out to any of those places out in Cali, in some of those farms, it's a lot of companies. It's a lot of companies. And you guys are going to find out. What meat? I don't know what you mean by what meat, Baybar. I'm just talking about the meat that people have at certain lounges and stuff like that, because the garnish, part of the garnish is probably something of that nature. And LaRon Taylor, this is Taylor Farms not processing, cleaning their vegetables like they're supposed to. Yes, no, they actually, yeah, you're right in a way, but this is what they claim from some of the first reports, is that they said that the meat or the not the meat, but the fruits and vegetables where it's cleaned by contaminated something, by something that was contaminated, water, whatever. So somebody used that process and contaminated that process. And that's where the parasite is coming from. So if somebody put some, I don't even want to say it. Last stop today. The haze that's sitting still over our skyline, I've got actual gear you could be buying to protect your lungs. We're going to keep it light today, a little lighter than what we got going on. So let's not guess about the gear. We're going to find out what type of gear we need when we get back in 3. That sound like 80s all the way, baby. That sound like the 80s all the way. American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most, your home, your vehicle, and the dreams you're building every single day. And if you're part of The Truth audience, you already know you work hard for yours. That's why having the right protection in place matters. American Family helps you stay ready for whatever life brings, so you can focus on moving forward. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. Yes. And let me tell you, this is one of my favorite songs. We got Al. Al, what's up, man? How you doing?
Well, yeah, I'm doing well. Fun day Friday. First of all, I need everybody to understand, a lot of times when people be getting sick, it's because they be in there with that toilet tissue touching that rectum. And, you know, everybody don't be washing their hands correctly. You wash your hands with soap, not water. Because, see, sometimes when you be in the bathroom, you see people, they go in there and blow a dookie missile out there behind, and then they want to play in the water for 5 seconds. And then you got all that boo-boo engraved in the skin. And then they go back touching on food, and now you at home blowing out dookie missiles. So they got to wash their hands under warm water for 20 minutes. And they really got to wash it with that soap, okay? And then they should smell their hand to make sure they don't got nothing, no scent on their hands. That's how you know they wash their hands. And then the other thing you have to do, you got to keep you some Pepto-Bismol pills on deck. You usually get them at the gas station for about $1.59. And also make sure you got some ginger ale, some 7-Up, and some Sprite. That'll help your stomach when it gets upset. And then if your stomach upset, do like a wheat sandwich with tuna. Now, if you go out the night before and you get up in the morning, your stomach is feeling queasy, you got to go to Walgreens or CVS. Go to the laxative aisle, the bottom shelf. You need that extra large fleet with the extra saline solution, okay? You got to put that up your rectum, and it's going to pull everything out. Everything out. But when you start using that, don't go nowhere.
Hello? That was it? Man, Al was on fire, man. Giving us the...
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Hey, he dropped.
Still says he's there.
It's okay, Al. We got you, man. We got you. It's okay. We're gonna figure it out. Al, you call back. You call back, man. It's my birthday weekend. You can call back as much as you want in the next 25 minutes. Call back as much as you want in the next 25 minutes, man. Straight up. Yeah, I you're right. You know how many people walk out? I was just informed. You know how many people walk out from the bathroom in places that we are familiar with and don't wash their hands? There's a number of we know some people, don't we? We just had a conversation. But we know some people who don't wash their hands. You have to, at the very least, when you're done wiping the streaks, you gotta, like, You got to do what you got to do. You got to not do-do, but you got to, after the do-do, you got to do what you got to do. You can't just haul off and just have a straight up, you know, hand-to-hand moment. This ain't hand-to-hand combat. This is not hand-to-hand combat at all. This is dry your hands real well. This is real, man. This is real. This is real. This is not fake. This is not for fake. So we got, I want to cover something in relationship to what's going on in the Midwest, the Northeast, and the Mid-Atlantic, in the United States, also the North American continent, and that's wildfire. Wildfires are there in Canada, but they're going all over the place. They're like literally all throughout the Midwest, all throughout the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic. There, this is what's going on. And what we have to do is save our lungs, because these, the smoke is carrying air particles coming in from Canada all the way into Minnesota. Minnesota is, there are parts of Minnesota that are on fire. That's far north, far northern Minnesota. And then it's carrying the smoke down into the Midwest Valley and also the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic area. So if you are not, if you're looking at that, it's not a mistake. If you're looking at that sun and that sun look real orange in the middle of the day, that's the haze. That's the haze, not purple haze. That's somebody blowing smoke from their, you know, 1989 Buick Oldsmobile. But it's the real, it's real haze. And it's, it can get into your lungs. It can cause breathing problems. So if you are at home and you need, you know, extra protection, close your windows and then look for, if you can, go out and buy a true HEPA filter, what they call, not a HEPA-tight or HEPA-like, but the, and those are marketing terms, but a true HEPA filter, H-E-P-A, HEPA filter, okay? And those are marketing terms that don't guarantee real filtration of fine wildfire particulates. Particulates are little particles that are carried in the smoke, in the haze, that can forge and lodge themselves inside of your body, inside of your lungs, through your breathing apparatus, which is called your mouth and also your nose. Okay? Check the what they call a clean air delivery rate, the CADR rate, and match it to your room size. So you can Google it. This is a clean air delivery rate and match it to your room size. It's a purifier. So that's, if it's too small for your house space that runs just consistently, just make sure you match it. For bedrooms specifically, run the purifier overnight on a really low setting. On the lowest setting you can run it. And you spend a third of your life in that bedroom. So basically, you should be protecting it first. So I will put the air purifier inside the bedroom. Please, if you can afford one unit, then I will put it in the bedroom, straight up. Budget option, a box fan with a MERV, what they call MERV 13 furnace filter, zip tied to the back. It's a legitimate and well-documented DIY alternative that performs basically close to commercial units for just a fraction of the price. So you got a box fan, you got the filter on the back, just help it, you know, just set it up and make sure it's going. And then make sure you skip anything that's considered an ionizer or that produces ozone as it, or that produces ozone as its main mechanism. Some of those actually make indoor air quality worse. So don't buy the ionizer. It makes it worse, not better. So make sure that you are doing the necessary research. You're doing the necessary research to keep your space protected. And this is not a joke. I think we also have to remember that this is something that if we're not careful, people can, like, for me, my breathing is good. I'm not a smoker. I've never been a smoker. If I'm having trouble coming out of my house and feeling this haze and understanding that this haze is affecting my lungs, then I can only imagine people who have breathing issues that will, where that the haze will affect them. So Milwaukee, if you have a purifier at home, if you have an extra one and you need to give it to somebody, make sure you give it to somebody who actually needs it. So call your family up and donate that purifier. Donate that purifier to somebody. You can call me up. I'll take one. So if you got a purifier at home, make sure you put it in the, you can put it in the comments. I can set something up for someone. If you have an extra one, I can set, or you want to buy one for somebody, we can do something right on air, man, and make sure that somebody has a purifier for their house. And if you don't have a purifier, get that box fan. It's a couple of box fan tricks. So if you got a box fan trick for purifying your home, hey, let us know too in the chat. So last stretch, Milwaukee, and I'm gonna bring home everything before we jet up out of here. We down to the last segment, man, and I got some things on my mind that I want to talk about, and I hope you guys are paying attention. I really do. This is real personal, but we're gonna have a little fun with it too. We get back in three. Yes. Get ready. I need y'all at the Family Fest. Straight up. I need y'all at the Family Fest. I'ma do what I can to get people at the Family Fest challenging me to put a push-up contest. Matter of fact, I may even offer a $50 gift card to whoever can beat me in the push-up challenge contest. So get ready. 1017 The Truth Family Fest is back. Join us Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School for free back-to-school resources, live entertainment, family activities, and community fun. Vendors and sponsors can reserve a spot by visiting truthfamilyfest.com or sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. That's sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. This is a proudly sponsored by Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, and Ascension. And that's all our sponsorships. And I'm telling y'all, this is one of my favorite albums right here, man. El DeBarge, Dance and the Rhythm of the Night, baby. You all got to know, you got to have a rhythm all the time. If you're not having any rhythm all the time in your body, in your life, it's going to be hard to move around this world. It's going to be hard. I love this song. This is one of my favorite songs. Today's my birthday, or this weekend is my birthday, and I want to make sure that we have a lot of fun. But I'm going to get real personal with y'all for a minute because I think it's time. I think it's time to get real personal. So before I let you go today, I want to get personal enough for just a minute. And no notes, no talking points, just me. July 19th is my birthday, and every year around this time, I don't think about getting older. I just think about who I actually am, and I want to share something with y'all. I've been open about kind of before with, you know, some of my people who are private in my life, but I want to go kind of deeper with this, and I have ADHD. I have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and I've for a long time, even the name of it made me feel real sick. It made me feel like something was broken, like there was a deficit, like I was missing something everybody else got a full portion of. But here's what I've come to believe and what I want to teach to you today, that, and not just confess, there's a way of understanding ADHD that flips the whole story. Some researchers call it like hunter versus farmer theory. This idea that most of human history, we weren't just sitting in classrooms or cubicles, or we were scanning the horizon. There's a great explanation of this too. Zach, do we have that on deck? I want people to realize what ADHD is all about. Let's play that real quick. Got it.
ADHD people were the ones that went out and got the evolutionary hunter. Back in the day, when we were in a tribe, the ADHD people were the ones that went out and got the fucking food. And then we moved to this society of farming and agriculture. And all of a sudden, those people were seen as weird because they didn't want to sit there in a factory. They're okay being uncomfortable. People with ADHD, they go to a coffee shop that's banging and loud, and that's where they work. I do my best work in an airport. And I realize, like, there's nothing wrong with me. It's just the world shifted.
What do you think ADHD is?
The evolution.
See, it's basically hunter versus farmer theory. The idea is this, that most of human history, we weren't just sitting in classrooms or, you know, these boxes called cars or cubicles or offices. We weren't just sitting down. We were literally hunting. We were literally hunting. So somebody wants to know, and thank you, Robert Lance, because I'm about to explain this to you. When a person has ADHD, ADHD means, you know, that you have a deficiency in and also hyperactivity disorder, but you don't have necessarily a disorder. ADHD is a genetic mutation. It's a genetic, you're kind of going against the code. It's a genetic mutation. What it means is that the people who have ADHD, they are more hunters than farmers. Genetically, they are more hunters than farmers. Plain and simple. It's genetically. So, for example, a person in the Maasai tribe who has to hunt a gazelle, fight a lion every day, they have the same genotype as the people who have ADHD, ADD, who are classified as that. So if you walk into a room, kind of like our offices here in Truth Radio, majority of the people can do multiple things at once in terms of things with their hands, with their minds, but then they can't sit down. It's hard for them to sit down and concentrate and do the gatherer things that people would do when they're trying to do the farming and stuff like that. We went from hunting to writing out papers. We went from hunting to planting seeds. ADHD does not allow you to do that. It is a superpower for us to make that happen. It is for a superpower to put food on our table. So, yes, the people who who were scanning the horizon, the people who were tracking the movements in tall grass, the people who were scanning, you know, the restlessness, those are the people. Those are the people who have what we call ADHD and disorders. So when I say ADHD, I'm not saying I'm deficient. I'm saying I'm carrying an ancient piece of hardware built for hunting, built for tracking, built for noticing your things, built for running inside of a world that mostly, we're running inside of a world that mostly asks me to sit still and fill out a form instead. That mind, my mind, your mind does not turn off. So, yes, and it's still restless, and it's passed downable. You can pass this down to your kids. And look at who's, but we have to look at this. Look who actually built this world today. People who are walking around right now, who are billionaires, who are creatives, who are scientists, who have multiple level degrees, they're walking around right now. A lot of these people I have ADHD, undiagnosed and also diagnosed. So I'm not broken. I'm just here. Milwaukee, if your child has ADHD, I want to hear from you. Not just the deficit story. Let's not worry about the deficit story, but let's talk about your child's Hunter story. You can call in next week because we're going to tackle this again next week. Tell me what your mind has made, what your mind actually made possible, even on the days when it made everything else harder. So if you got ADHD, don't worry about it. Matter of fact, do something more. Pile on more. Pile it all on. It's a superpower. So, real quick, Milwaukee, here's what I'm carrying to next year. This, because it's my birthday, out, and I'm saying it out loud, and you can hold me to it. I'm done apologizing for how my mind works. I'm giving this brain some rest. I'm going to find somewhere to hunt. I'm going to hunt some more, and I'm staying loud about it, publicly and privately, because somebody's kid out there is being told that they're broken when, in reality, they just are a hunter, standing ready to hunt. You got to put hunting on their mind. You got to give them something to hunt with. You got to give them a tool to hunt with, i.e. Muhammad Ali. You got to put some gloves on their hands. So I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for your 2 hours of time. I thank you all for letting me be fully on this microphone every single week. I like picking grapes with y'all. And here's to another year of hunt. I'll see y'all next time. Milwaukee, happy birthday to y'all. Thank you for allowing me for another year, God. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all so much. I appreciate my mama. Shout out to her. Shout out to my brothers and shout out to my dad brothers. Love y'all and my sister. Peace.